The body fashioned anew. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body? Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. Often when we're racked with pain and unable to think or worship, we feel that this indeed is the body of our humiliation. And when we're tempted by the passions which rise from the flesh, we do not think the word vile at all too vigorous a translation. Our bodies humble us, and that is about the best thing they do for us. Oh, that we were duly lowly, because our bodies ally us with animals and even link us with the dust. But our Savior, the Lord Jesus, shall change all this. We shall be fashioned like his own body of glory. This will take place in all who believe in Jesus. By faith, their souls have been transformed, and their bodies will undergo such a renewal as shall fit them for their regenerated spirits. How soon this grand transformation will happen, we cannot tell, but the thought of it should help us to bear the trials of today and all the woes of the flesh. In a little while, we shall be as Jesus now is. No more aching brows, no more swollen limbs, no more dim eyes, no more fainting hearts. The old man shall be no more a bundle of infirmities, nor the sick man a mass of agony. Like unto his glorious body. What an expression! Even our flesh shall rest in hope of such a resurrection. Thank you.